Zog die Gemara daf nun Vav Omer Aleph. Omer lei Kese le Reb Shua b'Reb Chananya. De Kese told Reb Shua b'Chanina. Amrisu dechach misu tuvo. They say about you, the Chachomim, that you're very smart. Emeli mai chazina b'chalmoi. So tell me what I'm going to dream about tonight. Omer lei, so Reb Shua b'Chanina said to the Kese, chazita de meshache le pasoi. In your dream you will see that the Persians, who are your arch enemies, they will enslave you. Zogt Gemara v'garbi b'cho, and they will be shoided you. They will totally take away your money. V'raya b'cho shakzi b'chutcha de dahava, and they'll place you to graze shkotzim, which refers to chazerim, b'chutcha de dahava, with a golden staff. And that's what took place, Zog the Gemara. How did it take place? Because Hira Kula Yoyma, the Kesar, was Mahara, Hira the Yoyma, about what Rabbi Shua Bechananya told him. So at night, he dreamt that dream, because most dreams go after Hira the Yoyma, like the Gemara said before. Zog the Gemara, Omale Shvor Malko. Shvor Malko was the Melech of Paras, told Shmuel, Amrisu, the chachmisu tuva. They say about you, chachom and klai yisol, you're very smart. So emeli machazina b'chalmoi, tell me what I'm going to dream about. Omalei, so Shmuel told Shmuel Malka, chazisa de osu ramoi v'shovelucho. I see in the dream that you're going to dream about that the Romans are going to come and capture you and enslave you. V'tachnech b'cho kashayse b'rechaya de dahavo. And they'll force you to work in a place where you grind tmorim, with a richayim of made out of zohov, birichayim de dahava. Zog the Gemara, because again, he hira kula yoyma, because Shvar Malka dreamt, daydreamed about this the whole day, he hura de yoyma, ulu'ur techoza. So at night, indeed, he saw this take place in his dream. Again, we see that chaloyim is ko after he hura de yoyma, that which you think about during the day. Zog the Gemara, by hedya. Not a Gemara, the whole next Omer is going to discuss about this person called Bahedya. Bahedya was a person that was Poisach Halomis. Tais said before, being Poisach Halomis is not something which is totally in Chochmah. So Bahedya, Mefasha Chal Mahabi, was a Poisach Halomis. The Mandiyov Le'igla, he was a fraud. Why was he a fraudster? Because whoever paid him money, he was Mefasha Le'la Mal Yusa. Since Halomis Holchen Achapeh, so he decided, I'm going to give good results for people that pay me, and bad results for those that don't pay me. So, man the yov le'aga, those that paid him, befashalei mal yusa, he was poisa favorably. Uman de le'yov le'aga, whoever didn't pay him, befashalei griusa, he was poisa negatively. Zog di gomoga, so, Abai v'rova choze chalma. Abai and Rova saw similar dreams that they both had. Abai Yov Le Zuz, Abai paid by Hedya, so, and Rav Lo Yov Zuz, Rav Lo Yov Le, and Rav did not pay him. So what happened was, so both of them came and revealed their dreams to Bahedya, V'amr Le Akrina B'chalma, and they said to him, we saw in our dream the following pasuk, Shorcha Tavuach Le Necho. We saw the pasuk that came up, Shorcha Tavuach Le'necho. So the Rova Omalei to Rova, he told him, who did not pay for the services, the pasuk is Kho. Your business will go down in value. And because of the sorrow that you're in, you won't be able to even enjoy any food. Labai Omalei to Abai, who paid him, he told him, the Marvach is Kho. You will be successful in your business. And because you're so overjoyed, you won't be satiated because you have no appetite because you are so overjoyed from the business that's doing so well. The Gemara continues additional dreams that Abai and Rova had, and they told over to Bahedya. Amrilei, so they told Bahedya, Akrinon, we read the following pasuk in our dream. Bonim uvonois toilet. The pasuk of Bonim uvonois toilet. So, to Rava, he told him, Amalei, L'Rava, Amalei, Kivishuse, meaning, he interpreted negatively, that the pasuk will be interpreted literally. The end of the pasuk over there is kivishusa means kapshutai. So kapshutai, the end of the pasuk is ki yelchu lashevi. The bani muvaniv toilid, and the end of the pasuk is v'lo yulcha loch ki yelchu bashevi. They'll be taken into captivity. So according to Rabbi, he interpreted the dream literally, kvishuse, meaning that your children will be taken into captivity. Abaya omalei to Abaya behedya interpreted, bancha uvnasecha nefishi, meaning you'll have an abundance of sons and daughters, uminsivan benoscha la'alma, and your daughters will marry others, umedamnya ba'apacha kodekazlam b'shivya. Since they'll leave your home and they'll marry others, so it will seem to you like they're going into Shevi. But really, it's a bracha that your children, your daughters, will get married. Zakti Gamora, an additional dream they told Bahedya. Akayan, they told Bahedya that we read the following pasuk, Banechov Neisech and Sunum Lamacher, your sons and daughters will be given over to Lamacher. So what's the interpretation? Labaya omale to Abaya, who paid for the interpretation, he told him, Benoch uvnasach nefishin, you'll have an abundance of sons and daughters. At amrit lekrevach, it's going to be now a machlokes when it comes to shiduchin. You will tell your wife, you want them to marry your relatives. Vihi amro lekreva, and your wife will be saying, no, I want them to marry my relatives. Ve'ach v'loch, ve'yahavloch, ve'yahavis lohin lekreva, and your wife will overpower you in her opinion, and she'll make you marry your daughters to her relatives. The Havak Amacher, which is like an Amacher, but it's all a bracha. It's a bracha that your daughters, you'll have an abundance of children, and they'll marry your wife's relatives. So, but that's what it means, La Amacher. But the Rove, Omalei Rove, who did not pay for the services, Omalei, so Behedya told him, Devisu Shchiva, your wife will die. And your sons and daughters now will be raised by a new wife. It's like an amacher. The Omar Rava, like Rava said, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Omar Rav, Maidich Siv, Bonecho v'neisech nesun lam acher, zu eishes o'av. So if they're raised by an eishes o'av, by a stepmother, that's considered like an amacher. And that's how he interpreted the dream negatively. Now the Tshuva HaRashba, in Chelik Aleph, Simen Tov Ches, says a gevaldig yesoid legabe the interpretation of dreams, hakol hoylech achapischa napeh. Meaning, he says, just like we find, there's al tiftach pe l'sotan, there's a real thing that a person takes place when he's pesach piv l'sotan, or al tia biches hedyet kalabe necho, there's a real thing that takes place even by biches hedyet. So he says, likewise, pisrin chaloymois go keneged the teva, they go after the peh. And that's how the peh can have an effect on the metzias of what's going to take place. Zogt Gemara weiter, additional dreams that Abai and Rava had, and they went to Bahedya to interpret it. Akina bechalmin, we read the following pasuk in our dream. Leich echol besimcha lachmecho. So go eat with joy your lechem. So Abaya, omer leito Abaya, Bahedya told him, the marvach ischa, your business will be very successful. And you'll drink in out of joy, and you'll eat out of joy. And you'll read this pasuk out of joy, out of simchas alev. L'rova Omar, to Rova, who did not pay for the services, Abahed, you told him, the pasuk is cho. Your business will go down and plunder down in value. Meaning, even if you'll be teveach behema, lo yachalta v'shosisa. You will not be able to eat out of the tsar because of your business going down. And you'll read this pasuk out of daiga, so it will all be affected negatively. And the Gemara continues. Another dream that they went and told Bahedya. Akinon, we saw the following pasuk in our dream. Zeisim yilucho b'chol gvulecho. It said you'll have zeisim in all your gvul. Now the end of that pasuk is shemen loisosuch kishal zeisecho. So Labaya, he told him, Omalei Miresha. He interpreted the beginning of the pasuk, which is Zeisim l'cho b'cho gvulecho. You'll have an abundance of Zeisim in your gvul. L'rova Omalei Misefa. L'rova, he interpreted the end of the pasuk of Shemen loisosuch ki yishal Zeisecho, which is a klola, the klola ubiniskayim. Zokti Gemara, another dream that they had. Akrinon, we read the following pasuk in our dream. V'ro kolame oretz. And the pasuk is Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'Yorim Imeka. So according to Abai, he interpreted positively because he paid him for the services. The nafik loch shema, meaning v'ro kolami oretz, the nafik loch shema. You'll have a great Shem Tov amongst the people. The Reish Mesifta Havis, because you'll become a Rosh Hashiva. The Eimoscha Nefalta Be'alma, and your fear will fall, will have an effect amongst the people. Like it says in the Pasuk, V'ro Kolami Oretz, K'shem Shem Nikra Lecha V'yorim Yimeko. L'Rova Omar, to Rova Behed, you said, De Bedayna De Malka Itvar. Which means that the Oitzim of the Melech will be broken into. And there will be a heist, a robbery that will take place to all the jewels of the Melech. Umitvischa beganvo, and they'll accuse you that you stole it. V'dayne kuli alma kavachoyme minoch, and people will draw a kavachoyme. If Rav is being nechshad as a ganav, so kavachoyme, we're going to be nechshad. And that's Yoram Yimeko. And that's why they'll be fearful. And indeed, that's what took place. Zog the Gemara lemoche itva b'dayne de malko. The following day, the oitzer of the melech was broken into, and all the jewels were stolen. And they accused Rava, and they captured him, and they were malal on him, this alila shov, that he stole all the tachshitim of the melech. Now the obvious question is, the Mefarshim explain, why did Rava go back to Behedya if he's constantly interpreting negatively, and he sees all these things that are taking place? After all, Hakol Hoylecha Chapeh, so why is he going back again and again? So some explain that the Pisroinus did not take place until he finished telling him all the dreams of the Amid, only then the Pisroinus started taking place. So Meili kept on going back. Why did he go back? Because it was only a daiga. It wasn't a real negative result that actually took place yet. It was just a daiga. So daiga, he felt, Rava felt, is mechaper. Like the Gemara said before, daiga is mechaper on Avoinus. So Meili came back for more. Zog di Gemara, an additional dream that they told by Hedya. Amrilei, they told by Hedya, Chazen Chasa al Pum Doni. We saw in our dream, Chasa. Chasa is Mora that we use. Romaine letters, Chasa. Chazeres. We find Chasa al Pum Doni on the lip of the barrels. Barrels, they had wine barrels. They were in business of wine. So we see Chasa on the lips of the barrels. So Labaya, Omalei to Abai, he interpreted positively. If Ischok Chasa, your business, you're in the wine business, your barrels will be successful like Chasa. Just like Chasa grows, so too your business will double like Chazeres. L'Rova Amalei to Rovi says, what's unique about Chasa? Chasa is bitter, it's murder. So the more Ischok Chasa, your business will go sour, it will go bitter like Chasa. Zog di Gemara, another additional dream that they told by Hedya. Amrilei, Chazen Bisrael Pum Doni, we see in our dream meat that is sitting on the tip of our barrels. What's the interpretation to that? Labaya Omalei, to Abaya told him positively, the Bosim Chamroch, your wine, your business, will be Bosim, will be Mevusim, just like meat. The Osu Kuliyal Melemiz, Van Bisrael Chamro Minoch, and people will come to acquire from you Bosser and Yayin. Rava Omar, but to Rava he told the opposite. The Tokif Chamcha, your wine will turn sour to vinegar. V'asi kuli alma lemizvam bisra lemeichel bei. And people will come buy meat in order to eat together with your vinegar. So it's sour. They're buying vinegar from you. So it's not a successful sale because it used to be wine. Zog di Gemara, an additional dream, they told him, Amrilei, Chazen Chavita de Toli Bidikla. We see in our dream wine. The Toli Bidikla, Chavita, barrel of wine that is hanging on a decal tree. What's the interpretation to that? So to Abaye, he told him, Labaya Omalei, the Midli Iskoch Dikla, your Schoira, meaning your wine sales, will be hanging very high. That means it'll be high priced. You'll be doing good sales like a decal tree that's hanging high. L'rova amalei. To Rabbi told the opposite. He didn't pay him for the services. The choli is kaketamri. Your schoira will go down like tmorim, down in value. Tmorim is cheap and sweet. It's not going to be high sales. It'll be very low sales, meaning it'll be maybe a lot of people will be buying it, but it'll be very cheap. So that's not good for your business. Zok digamoga, another dream they told him, Amrilei chaza chazon rumna de kadicha apum dani. We saw in our dream, rumna. Rumna means remoinim, pomegranates that are growing on the chavios apum edani, on the lips, on the top of the chavios. What's the remez to that? Labaya amalei the oshik iskoch kerumana. Your business will profit. Like rimoinim, rimoinim are very expensive, so totally you'll profit. L'rova omalei, to rova he said the opposite. The kavi iska kerumna. Your schoira, meaning your wine, will be hated to the buyers like rimoinim, because I guess the taste of rimoinim is something that buyers are not jumping to buy. Zog digamaga, another dream. Amrilei, chazen chavita denofa lebira. We saw in our dream a chavis that fell into the pit. What's the explanation to that? Salabaya omalei, the mitva iskha, meaning your schere, your wine, your business will be very, very wanted. Just like someone drops something into a pit, he wants to get it. Kida omar, like people say, nofa pita bebira velo ishtakach. I dropped bread into the pit and I tried to get it, but I couldn't find it. That means there'll be a bikush for it. L'rova omaloch, the opposite. The posid itzcha, your business will go down the drain. V'sholis lelebir, will be thrown, your wine will be thrown into the pit. Zogdumar, another dream, they told him, Amgele, chazina bachamga de koya is done. We saw in our dream a donkey that is standing, the koya is done, that's standing above us, v'noyer, and the donkey is braying. L'abaya, omale to Abaya, told him, the Malkus Havis, you'll become a Rosh Hashiva, and you'll be dashing drushes, v'koya moira loch, and you have a meturgaman that will repeat loudly your drushes, like this donkey that's braying. Zog Rashi, Malkus Havis, Rosh Hashiva, hadoyrish drushes, v'meturgaman oimed olo ba'amoira, la'ashmiya b'kol rom l'rabim k'kol chamor anoyer, like the donkey that's braying, so to your drushes will be said aloud and translated by the meturgaman to the masses. So Labai, he told him this positive thing. But L'rova Omalei, to Rovi, he said, Peter Chamor goyit mitfilos mitfiloch. The parsha of Peter Chamor, meaning the parsha of Tfilin, V'hoyo kibiyacho, over there there's a parsha of Peter Chamor, in your Tfilin, will be missing, Peter Chamor goyit mitfiloch, will be missing from your Tfilin. So Rava said, Omalei, so Rava told by Hedya, Lididi Chazri V'Isa, I saw the Pasha written in my tefillin. What do you mean it's missing? Omalei, so he told him, no. Vov de Petach Hamor Vadai Goyit Mitfilosach. Meaning, Rashi explains that in Pasha's Petach Hamor, the word Hamor is supposed to be written Choser. But in the tefillin of Rava, they're written Mole. He wrote Hamor Mole. And then he was moichikit, v'achach mochkoi, and that's pshat in, it will be erased. It will be erased after it was written mole, that correction will be done to your tefillin, which is makes it possibly possible. The chamor, ches mem, with the space in between, and then without the vav being erased, the resh, shaloi kesidon, you can't fix up the resh and extend it now. If there's a ches mem and a vav that used to be in its erase, so it's a big space between the word chamor. So, kosher or not kosher, the point is, it's a negative, it's a very negative dream. Sokdi Gemara, Lesoif. So Rava figured, you know, every time I'm coming with Abaya together, I'm getting such a negative result. Maybe I'll go myself and I'll get a positive result. Lesoif, Oza Rava L'chudei L'gabei, Rava went himself to Bahedya, to be Poisei Chaloimis. And he told him as follows, Omalei, so Rava told him, Chazid Dosha B'ri Yosef D'Nofal. I saw in my dream that the outer door of my home fell down. What's the interpretation to that? Omalei, but since he didn't pay him yet, he still interpreted negatively. Omalei, so Behedya told Rava, Ishtecha Shochva, your wife is going to die. Your wife is the protector of the home. Dosha B'yosa, the outer door, she's the one that protects, so to speak, the door of the home. She's going to die. Zog Digamoga, Omalei, so Rava told Behedya, Chazi, Kache V'shine D'Nosur, I see that my inner teeth and my outer teeth are both falling out. Amalei, so Behedya told him, Bin Chov Nosra Shachvin, your sons and your daughters will die. And the Pshinaim Apnimiyoiz is a remez to the daughters, because Kokvudu Bas Melech Pnimo, and the Shinaim Achetzonioiz is a remez to the sons. So basically he told him terrible, tragic news that's going to befall him. Zog Digamaga, Amalei, so Rava told Behedya, Chazitata Yoinid de Palchon, I saw in my dream two Yoinim, two doves that are flying. What's the explanation to that? Oh, Malay, so Behedya told him, Tre Noshim Igash, so you will divorce two women because the Noshim are compared to Yoinim. Like you see in the Pasuk, Yoinosi Tamosi. So you're going to divorce, Rashi says, Yoinosi Tamosi, Isha Shalodim Kuya Yoinim, Chsiv Yoinosi Tamosi. You'll divorce two of your wives. Zog Digamaga, another additional dream that he told him, Oh, Malay, Chazia Tre Galido de Lifto, I saw in my dream two Gagalida Lifta, which are turnip heads. What's the explanation to that? Sog de Gemara, Train Kufa Balaso. You will get two Malkus, so to speak. Kufa Balaso. You'll be hit with a Makel. A Makel, the tip of the Makel is like wide, so too the turnip heads are wide on the top. Sog de Gemara. So what happened? Rava went v'yosibei medrasha kula yoimi. He figured the safest place is to learn in the bismedrash. Ashka chanu trei sagi nahoira. There were two blind fellas that were sitting in the bismedrash. They have a kaminsa b'hadei adori. They were fighting with one another. Rava came and tried to separate amongst them. They were fighting, so he tried to get in between to separate them, umachul rove trei, and each one hit him with his stick, because he wanted to separate them. So they came and they each one banged him over his head with the stick that they had. I guess the blind man's stick. Umachul rove trei, and they hit him twice. So dolu limchui achita. After they hit him twice, they wanted to hit him again. Omar, so Rava said, mistaye trein chazoi. In the dream, I only saw two Makas that they're going to hit me. So there's not going to be more than two lefosses that I dreamt, two turnip heads. So there's not going to be more, so to speak, Malkus that you're going to give me, because that's all that I dreamt in the dream. Zog di Gemara. So Rava decided, I tried to go myself, and I figured maybe that'll be a positive outcome, invite it's negative. So Lesoif Agra, he tried the magic trick of paying him for the services. So once he paid him, so figured maybe that will I'll get good results. Zog digamoga, and indeed that's what happened. The next dream he told him, Omale Sarova told Behedya, Chazoi Ashisa Denofal, I saw that the wall of my home is falling down. What's the interpretation to that? Omale, so Behedya suddenly told him a positive outcome. Meaning, the wall falls down, that means your business will be without any boundaries. You have an abundance of business without any gvulas, without any boundaries. Like the wall of your home that fell down, so too your karka, your real estate, will be boundaryless. It will be extended on and on. So he told him another dream. I saw in my dream that the palace, the apartment of Abaya, fell down, and the dust that emanated from the falling of this great palace covered me. The kasin afke, and the dust is covering me in my dream. Oh, Amalei, so Behedya told Rava, Abaya shochiv, Abaya is going to be nifta, umisifta asi legaboch, and his talmidim will come to you to learn by you. I saw my own palace is falling down, and everyone is taking bricks. What's the pshat in that? Now this is after he's already paying him for the services. So Omalei told him positively, your teachings, your Torah is being set over and spread by the masses, and that's pshat in the bricks that people are taking. Omalei. So Rava told Behedya, Chazid Ifkereish Venosa Moikri, I see in my dream that my head is split and my brain is falling out. Ifkereish Venosa Moikri. What's the pshat in that? Omalei. So he told him, Udremi Beisad Yenofik, meaning the feathers that are in your pillow will will come out of them. Meaning, he didn't tell him anything terribly bad that's going to take place, even though it seemed very bad in the dream. Zog di Gemara, another dream, he told him, Oma leisa, Rava told Behedya, Akal yun halala mitzvah b'chelmo. I saw in my dream that I'm reading the halal mitzvah. The halal mitzvah is the halal that we say by the Seder night on the Nisim that took place in Mitzrayim. Oma leisa, Behedya told Rava, the Nisim is chashachloch, there will be a nest that will take place to you. The Nisim that will take place to you, just like the Nisim that took place in Mitzrayim. Zog di Gemara, how did Rav at the end find out the wickedness, this rishis of Behedya, who he really was, this fraudster that he was? Zog di Gemara, the Maitse was as follows. Meaning, Behedya was once going, traveling with Rav together on a boat. Omar, so Behedya told Rav, Behedya told himself, Behadi gave the Mizrach Nisa Lomeli, what do I need to be in a boat together with Rava? Rava is going to have Nissen take place to him. Nissen take place to him means only to him. He'll be saved, but I eventually won't be saved. So what do I need to be together with him on a boat that a Ness will take place to him and not to me? Sog di Gemara, Behadi the Kosolik, so he left the boat. He didn't want to be on this boat. The next time they docked, he said, I'm not staying in this boat. The boat might drown and Rav will be saved and I'll die. So Behadi the Kosolik, Venofa Sifri Mine, when he came to dry land, he left the boat. But when he left, he dropped one of his belongings, his sefer, his book, which had all the types of dream interpretations. Rav saw this book and he picked it up and he saw it written in it. All dreams are interpreted based on the way you interpret the dreams. So he realized that all the tragedy that befell him, his wife died, his wives were divorced, his children died, his business went down and under, all this was because Behedya interpreted it negatively. So Omar, so Rav told Behedya, Rosha, you're wicked, b'didoch kaima. It was all totally in you. You were able to interpret it positively and you interpreted it negatively. And that's why you were mitzayami. V'tzi'at in kulehai, you were mitzayami so much. Kula michilnalocha. I can be moichel you for everything that you caused. Bar mi bar to the Rav Chisda, except for the daughter of Rav Chisda. Rav's wife was the daughter of Rav Chisda, that you caused her to die. Terrible tragedy. You killed her, so to speak. Yehi rave de limsa u'gavro. It should be the Abish's will that this person, meaning Behedya, should be Nimsal Malchus. Lidei de Malchuso de Lemirachmi Alei, he'll be Nimsal Malchus, and they won't have any Rachmonis on him. Now, the fact that he said he could be Merch for everything except for his wife, Lechard means Huadin for the Misa of his sons and his daughters. Now, they gave him Azah Klola. The Klola that he gave him, that he should be Nimsal Malchus. Zog de Chazanish. The reason why he's allowed to be mekallel him is because he was mechuyev nidui, because he was metzaya tamid chacham. The Gemara says, "Amoyit kotem laitinan for someone you mekallel someone that's mechuyev nidui." So Mele zog the chaznish. That's how he was able to mekallel him. Zog the Gemara. So Behedya was very nervous about the klola that Rava just gave him. So what happened? Omar. So Behedya said, "Maya avid, what should I do? Gemira, I have a Kabbalah. The kilas cholam afilu bechinam ba. That a kilas chacham. Once a chacham give a klala, then even bechinam, even if you don't deserve it, it happens. So kol shekain. So for sure over here, I should be choshish for the klala of Rava. The bedina kolayit. He has a right to be melayit me. Like he was since I was mitzayat tamut chacham. So it's bedina. So ibazoi, I am up. I'm in trouble. What should I do? So Omar, so Behedya said, Eikum v'igli, let me go into Golus, and Golus is mechaper. Golus is mechaper on my aveiros. Zog di Gemara, kom Golus leveiromoi. He went into Golus to the Romans. Zog di Gemara, what happened at the entry of Behedya? Oza Yosef apischa de reish tu zina de malko. He went and he sat by the doorway of the watchman of the Oitzer HaMelech. Tuzina de Malka, Zog Drashi, Shoima Oitzer HaMelech, Reish Tuzina Choze Chalma, this head watchman of the Oitzer HaMelech saw a dream. Omale, he told Behedya, Choze Chalma de Ail Michatoi Betzboi, I saw in my dream that a needle is being pricked into my finger. Omale, so Behedya told this head watchman, this Reish Tuzina, Havli Chuzuze, pay me and I'll interpret your dream. He still couldn't leave his profession of getting paid to interpret dreams. But this Shomer of Oitzer HaMelech did not want to pay him. So what happened? Behedya did not say anything. Now, he didn't want to say anything negative because maybe he was scared of the melech to interpret negatively and suddenly cause the downfall of the melech's lechasim. Or maybe he learned his lesson about interpreting negatively what Rava, he had to go into goals because of that. But the point is, he still couldn't resist asking for money. He didn't get the money, so he didn't say anything positive or negative. Zog the Gemara, so this Bar Tuzoni, this Shomer of the Oitzah HaMelech, continued telling him another dream. Omalei, Chazoy de Nofal Tichla Betaltin Etzboisi. I see in my dream that a toilas, Zog Rashi, Tichla is a toila, a bug is coming out of two of my fingers. Before it was a needle in one, now it's a bug out of two of my fingers. What's the pshat in that? Omalei, so by head you couldn't resist, and then he told him again, Havli Zuzi, pay me for interpreting. Velo Yoav Lei, he didn't want to pay him. Lo Yomalei. But he didn't tell him anything, neither positive nor negative. Zog di Gemara, an additional dream that this Shoyim HaMelech told Bar Hedya, Omalei, Chazoy de Nofa Tichla Bekule Yode, I see that a telas is coming out of my whole hand. What's going on? Worms are coming out of my whole hand. First it was a finger, then it was two fingers. Now it's my whole hand. Omalei, Nofa Tichla Bekule Shiroi. So he told him, the pisun of the Chaloyim is that there is tichla, there's a telas in all the clothing of the melech, his whole oitzer, all his clothing, his whole warehouse is all being affected with moths and with bugs, and it's all getting destroyed and getting ruined. Zog di Gemara, meaning that's taka de remes. It started off with a machat in a etzba, meaning only some of the clothing was starting to get ruined. Then it was two etzbois, so more of the clothing started getting ruined. Then he saw kuli yodai. So then all the clothing of the melech is being destroyed and it's all getting ruined. But at that time, what happened was, Omalei, Shome Be'malka, so the Beis HaMelech heard, they found out that indeed, Toloyim were destroying all the Me'ilim of the melech. So they figured this watchman, this Tuzino, he was Peshea in his job. He was Peshea because he could have protected it. What's going on? So what happened was, they brought him to bring him out to the guillotine to kill him because he wasn't doing his job properly. Omalu, so this watchman said, Ano amai, what do you want from me? I am not the one that's guilty over here. You should bring by Hedya, this interpreter of the dreams. He knew what's taking place and he didn't tell me. Only at the end he told me that all the Me'ilim are being destroyed. But originally I told him about a finger, he didn't tell me. I told him about two fingers, he didn't tell me. Only when I told him my whole hand is wormy, then he told me that all the Oitz HaMelech, all the clothing of the king, all the warehouses are being destroyed. So he's at fault. He didn't want to tell me because I didn't pay him. Because I didn't pay him, he didn't tell me about this, what's taking place to the Oitz HaMelech. So he could have stopped it. So he's at fault. Zog di Gemara, Aisula Bahedya. They brought Bahedya, Va'amrilei, and they told him, Amta Zuzi Didoch. Meaning, because of the money that you wanted to receive schar, and only then you would interpret the dreams, but because you weren't paid, you didn't say anything. You could have stopped it. So Chorvu, because of you, we're Nizak and we're destroyed. Zog di Gemara, Dafnun Vav Amid Beis, Shiroi de Malko. All the shiroyim, all the me'ilim, all the cloaks, all the clothing of the king were all destroyed because of you. Zog the Gemara, the final, the Gemara, what happened to Bar Hedya? Like Rabbi said, there's going to be a klola, that he's going to be nimsali de malchus, and that's what took place at the end. What did the Romans do to him? Kfisu train alze bechavlo. They took two heads of eres trees that were near each other, and they tied them with a rope. What did they tie? One leg of Bahedya they tied to one tree, and the other leg, and the other leg to the other tree. And then they extended the rope and they pulled away the rope. They pulled his body away from one another. They had the tree being pulled outwardly one side, one direction, and the other tree being pulled the other direction. And since both of his legs were tied to the trees, so his body split in half. Vishodu lechavla de itzlik reisha, and his head split open. And the Gemara describes azikol chad v'chad v'komaduchte, and they had both trees that were being pulled together because of the ropes. They had them stand up, strayed the other direction. So they went back to its original place. So it's like v'nofa betrein. His whole body split into two. So drashi nechlak lebeis v'dugmosa ba'or v'roitim d'tzalkim etzalik. So his body split into two, and even his head split into two. Like the Gemara says, his head split into two. That was the end of this terrible person, this Bahedya, that caused such a tsar to Rava by interpreting dreams for negatively only because of monetary gain. We'll stop over here. The end of the sugya on Daf Nun Vav, Amid Beis, five lines from the Tav.